I'm your host, Carrie Arata, Akashic Records reader, psychic sleuth, and spiritual guide. And this is The Infinite Dance, the Akashic Podcast. Oh, hello. How is everybody doing? It is the 29th of April, 2024. And I knew I was not probably going to record for a couple weeks with all the stuff we had going on. It's Aries season, and we just had a full throttle, astrological, energetic, oh my goodness. And I thought, you know, let's wait. Let's wait until the dust settles a little bit. I really think we're going to be reeling from everything that's happened energetically for a really long time. And of course, we're going to have help with that with Uranus conjunct Jupiter that happened on the 20th. So, and I will go into more detail with that. That is going to be the focus of the episode today. So I'm dubbing this Astro Aftermath. You know, we had the lunar eclipse at the end of March. And then we had the solar eclipse in Aries, and I believe closer to the beginning of April, we had Mercury go retrograde. So we just got, here's a new path, here's a new way of thinking, here's, let's, you know, start anew a bit and really leave the old stuff behind. And guess what? We're going to help you out with that because Mercury's retrograde. So we're going to review all the things that have happened that are currently affecting us. So what a wallop of astrological and energetic pulling and experiencing we have had through the month of April. And I knew it was going to be a lot. My birthday was on the 8th, so I got to experience a solar eclipse birthday. So that was interesting. Of course, I took myself to the hot springs, so I sat in, you know, healing waters the whole time. It was still funky, you know? There was still a bit of funkiness with the place I was at. There was a lot of real weird people there, just acting like they don't care if you're there too, which I thought was so bizarre. I've not ever experienced that at a hot springs. Usually there's a little bit more of a camaraderie of, oh, hey, you know, and I met some great people too, but there was a huge group of people that were just like, yep, we're here, we're loud, and screw you, basically. So that was interesting. Birthday to celebrate on the eclipse. But let's get into this Uranus conjunct Jupiter, because even though that happened on the 20th of April, 2024, it's going to last 14 years and it's in Taurus. So Uranus is the planet, it's a bit unstable, excitable, a change maker. Jupiter is expansive, it's luck. And positive, like a big leap kind of energy. And with the two of them, it's fast and exciting. And with that conjunction, there's a destabilization of the ionosphere. So we've noticed there's been earthquakes all throughout April, some bigger than others, and we're probably going to keep seeing more. So with this conjunction that's happening with Uranus and Jupiter, Uranus, cycle breakers, visionaries, you're going to start hearing more from people who've had visions, or, you know, it's going to start coming out. It can't be bottled anymore. Okay. With the expansiveness of Jupiter, with the Cycle Breaker Visionary, there's no way it's going to be bottled. This is all coming up. Everything's coming out. You're going to start hearing more things about the future and what that's going to look like. And a bit of trailblazing. You know, ideas that seemed at one time too out there, it's ripe for sharing. And not just sharing, but putting into action. Okay? So we're going to share it and talk about it, but it's going to be something that's going to be acted upon. It's not something that's going to just ruminate. Okay, oh, look at that idea. That's kind of interesting. No, there's going to be action taken. And we're seeing that happen right now a lot. So let's get into some ways that it will affect the world. Okay, this conjunction that's happening for 14 more years. And by the way, this particular conjunction in the sign of Taurus, last time it happened was 1941. 1941. Lots of stuff happening back in the 40s that pertains to a lot that's happening right now. So, ways it will affect the world, the seismic activity that we've seen, quantum leaps galore, higher mind, higher consciousness, seeking. Galactic connections, discoveries in aviation, a kundalini awakening and activation. I've been experiencing that. I've been since the beginning of the year getting into somatic yoga. So I've been doing more things that are releasing pent-up trauma in a very specific way. So I'm doing these yoga, but it's repetitive and it's that repetition that's really kind of and it moves, right? Not like Ashtanga yoga where you're moving kind of in a exercisey way. You know, I mean, this is definitely exercise, but it's more therapeutic, like with the breathing and being just mindful, obviously what how yoga is. I've experienced that specifically or personally, and greater equality. We need that so bad right now. These two planets, freedom, revolution. Oh my God. Yes, please, free Palestine, Congo, Sudan, Yemen. We're going to start seeing the actions taken with these areas, and we're already seeing the action. I'm going to speak to here in the States. We've had multiple university camp-ins and taking stand against this one is in particular is for Palestine, and we're seeing a lot of that at the university level. And you know, saying, you know what, screw you. I don't want not in my name. I'm not gonna sit by and just go about my day like whatever, normal. When all of this genocide is happening and my schooling is being fun, you know, various programs of my schooling are being funded by this. No, you know, no. And thank goodness to any human that decided to do the camp in and fight. And I know Angela Davis spoke, I believe at UC Colorado, not UC Colorado. Gosh, now I'm forgetting which one she was in. She was at a Colorado University. Totally spacing that one. But yeah, we'll keep seeing more of this revolution action, right? Which is important that it's got action behind the you know the words or the ideas. These two planets are futuristic, so we must make steps to help our future with intentional action and connectivity. You know, we're just all connected. And I said this in past episodes, we are everything that happens to any of these countries, right? And as far as oppression goes, it affects all of us, even if you think, well, that's way over there in the Middle East or in Africa, or but it's still going to affect us. It's still going to affect our Akashic memories as a collective group. So this is definitely affecting everybody, guys. Nobody's getting away. I mean, yeah, I'm here in, you know, where I live, and I, you know, have food and I have water and I have shelter and I'm not being bombed. So I'm not getting that effect, but this is going to affect us all. And it'll be something we talk about for the rest of our lives and for generations to come. And hopefully with that intentional and connectivity, we can talk in a way that the story the oppressive story won't continue. That is my hope. Digital development and financial development comes under this conjunction. And we've known that's coming with AI. Innovation in farming. I'm saying hemp. Maybe we'll get more hemp farmers to help with pick a thing. All right, not pot. I'm totally fine with pot. But hemp can be used for gas. It can be used for clothing. It can be used for paper. It can be used and then we've got our farmlands being utilized and monetized so that, you know, they're already there. Soil's already ready. Might as well use it for something that we can all benefit from, the earth and all of us. Technology, science. So again, we'll see that AI. Healing, longevity. All right, you know, let's heal some of this past trauma for good. Let's not let it continue. And the steps that we take to do that are going to be varied between everybody. And they might feel different than the things you've done in the past to try to heal traumas and patterns. So just be open. It's going to be different, and it has to be. It can't be the way it was. The way it was didn't work. It didn't. So think of all the things that we were told, okay, as children, when we were kids, our parents, our grandparents. Think of all the stories that have been passed down through generations, not just within your own personal family, but as a collective. And we believed it. But now we're realizing, well, that actually isn't true. That's actually false. Right? Certain, we've been lied to about this, or we've been lied to about that, you know. Let's take Palestine, Israel, Judaism. That has been definitely a wrong story that we've been told about that. They are not one and the same. They are completely different. And that needs to be known. And that needs to be not just known, but delved into, looked into, researched. Again, there's lots out there. There's so much out there, you all, that you can look into to understand the base of how things have been. Okay, with that area. Okay, I'm talking about that area. But it's all over. It's not just that area. It's all different aspects of life that we have been told the wrong thing. The propaganda we've listened to, the way we listen to television news. It's, you know, we're realizing we've only been told parts of stuff, you know. And before, when we didn't have social media or we didn't have Google or ways to look things up at our, you know, at a whim, you had to do a little bit more research. You had to read and be a part of a study group, or, maybe you had a forward-thinking, professor or teacher, and you got a little bit more of that information. But now it's all in the palm of our hands. So it's right here. That technological science, it's right here. There's no, if you're not in the know about what's going on in Palestine right now, you're doing it on purpose, because it's everywhere. The footage is everywhere. Risk taking that along with all of this, if you're trailblazing, there's a lot of risk taking that's going to go along with, Jazzy says hi, with that, right? But it is, the stage is set for it. The stage is set. Akashically. Okay, let's get into more starseed information. We had that pink full moon that happened about a week ago. Oh, I'm missing the exact date. But if you relate to Spica or Spicans, it was the bright star near that pink full moon. Okay, that was Spica. So Spica is a type of starseed, and there's only about 1.9% of the population that incarnates to Earth as this. The Spican archetype is one of the rarest of soul archetypes found in Earth incarnations. It is made up of visionaries who forage new territory. Several have been found to be Olympic athletes and movie makers who push the envelope and show others how much can be achieved beyond normal expectation. They dissolve limitations and boundaries, hence they love lots of space and solitude. They are proponents and examples of enlightenment, non-judgment, and compassion, taking a stance of neutrality in most things earthly, because they ride so much higher above lower vibration experience, and sometimes can be seen as aloof or detached as a result, though this is not the case at all. They are simply less affected by low vibration. They are excellent holders of space for others and believe in live and let live. I love that. So if you relate to that, definite visionary. It's frustrating when there's a lot of Earth stuff going on, though, and somebody's taken a stance of neutrality. I believe we are here on Earth to experience Earth, too. Like, it can't all just be our starseed family information or, only higher realm. We've got to take and look into how we can affect our environment, right? Of people around us and the world, because again, all connected. So Uranus conjuncts Jupiter in the sign of Taurus for the next 14 years. Boy, thank goodness is all I could say with the oppression that has been happening all over our world, the oppression that's happening in Palestine, and the live genocide we are watching. This brings hope. And, like I said, we're seeing it with the campaigns at universities. I mean, it's because of social media that's reaching children in Gaza. There's signs, there's certain people I follow on Instagram, and they have the kids holding up signs saying, "Thank you, Emory University students. You have given me hope. Thank you. Columbia University, you're giving me so much hope. I feel hopeful. I feel seen." And I couldn't imagine being in that position at this point in time and not knowing. Could you imagine being a little one? I mean, imagine being a grown adult, but imagine being a little one and your parents were killed and you have nobody. You're in a tent. You have no home. You don't have food. You don't have nourishment. You don't have comfort. You don't have anything. The devastation is beyond. I just cannot get over what is going on and what has been going on. What are we at, 204 days now? let me just double check. Khalid Beydoun. I follow on Instagram. He's a wonderful professor of law and an author, and he's just wonderful. His feed, 205 days, 40,000 dead, 1.4 million facing famine, and 2 million displaced. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people. Please seek out the truth. Please seek out information. It's there for you. You deserve to know it. And these people that are going through, these different groups of people, need to know they're being supported by all of us that aren't going through oppression like this. And I have a bit more hope than I've had in a long time with it, because there were times where I've just been like, my whole body itches, like the irritation and the sadness, and like my whole body just feels just bizarre, right? I mean, I know the energetics in the air or in the astros, but it just feels so like, huh. So if I feel that here in safety and comfort and, you know, all that, I can just only imagine somebody who's actually going through it and how uncomfortable they are every day. And I pray, and I hope you continue to pray and boycott, speak up, research, call our representatives and let them know, or email where you stand, because it's going to take all of us to reverse this atrocity that is happening in Palestine. So I'll have the Akashic messages for May coming out in a couple days. And I really wanted to just go over everything that's happened, kind of like a little bit of a decompression. But I just saw a gear shift. You know, I think it's full throttle. April was just the beginning of this momentum with action, right? Not just ideas, these ideas with action. And this is what this conjunction is really helping and what we need as a whole. So talk about innovation, innovation, but new and forward thinking. So I've been wanting to collaborate a lot more, and I have a co-host that I am doing podcasting with. So it will be very similar to stuff we talk about here. We're gonna bring in a lot more social justice. My co-host is amazing, and she's a professor of sociology at Clark University in the state of Washington. So she's an ex-journalist, so she's got that whole amazingness, and she's pretty awesome. So I'm really excited. Look out for that. That's coming super soon, like really soon. So, but I'm really excited with that. We're going to have a lot of guests. So if you have any suggestions of any guests you'd like to hear discuss these things in relation to our soul's business, please drop me a line. You can reach me at ancientbodyworks.com. You can book a reading, a private reading there if you'd like. And I am on Facebook and Instagram as Ancient Bodyworks. There is a private Facebook page called The Infinite Dance. love to have you there. And it's a safe space to talk about what's going on, if you're feeling certain ways, or it's just very supportive. And I am also starting to vend. So I will be at a lot of craft fairs and outdoor markets now that the weather is warmer here in the Reno, Tahoe area. So I will post those on my website. This weekend, I will be in Carson City at a Mother's Day craft fair. And I'll post all the ones that are coming up because I've got quite a bit. So I'm excited to get out in the community and interact with the community. And I will be actually vending with a friend of mine who has these really amazing succulent arrangements. So again, collaborating. I'm really excited about the collaborating that's happening. That has been on my agenda for a long time. I hope you're doing well. And I hope that you are asking all the questions. Please keep asking all the questions. Don't check out. We need you. When I hear somebody say I can't because my life is so busy and I'm going through my own stuff, and I feel that. But we need you. We need you aware. We need you paying attention. We need your-ness, your gifts, your insight, your strength, your stories. Please, please, we need your stories. Talking about stories, continue to peel back all the amazing layers of your amazing being that's expansive and futuristic and trailblazing. And continue to ask yourselves and each other, may I have this dance?